murderer? CBS News has confirmed police found the words deny, defend, and depose on bullet casings found outside the Hilton Hotel in New York City, where UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson was shot to death yesterday by a masked man who fled the scene on a bicycle. CBS News law enforcement contributor Rodney Harrison.
Unfortunately, homicides are not as easy as it may look on the surface, and there may be some other reasons why this individual did such a well-planned attack on Mr. Thompson and took his life.
A law enforcement source says surveillance images from a Starbucks show enough of the shooter's eyes and nose to run a facial recognition analysis. City officials in Memphis are scheduled to speak with reporters this hour on the heels of a federal investigation that found serious problems in the police department. The probe was launched after Tyree Nichols was beaten to death during a traffic stop last year. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
The Justice Department has done an examination of the Memphis police force and say that they should be under a consent decree. In other words, monitored by a federal judge. Memphis hasn't agreed to that yet. They say that they want to review the report. They might also want to see what the new president wants to do in this area.
A constitutional amendment takes effect in Missouri today, restoring the right to abortion in the state. CBS's Shauna Mizell.
Things are still going to be a little bit tricky as it relates to access to the procedure because that amendment that passed in November doesn't get rid of any restrictive abortion bans, nor does it override them. So technically, the abortion ban is still going to be on the books.
A second round of bitter weather is sweeping states from Maine to Virginia, others in for more snow and wind. CBS meteorologist Craig Allen.
There will be tremendous amounts of ice that stick to and freeze up on all buildings and all structures as that cold wind blows across the Great Lakes.
Looking for a car you can count on?
Subaru pushing Toyota and Lexus out of the top spot in Consumer Reports reliability rankings. The study's author, Jake Fisher, saying Subaru doesn't add new technology until it's ready for prime time.
Subaru, they incrementally make them better. They don't start new.
Asian brands dominated the study. Domestic brands didn't do so well, with EV startup Rivian coming in last. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Weight loss injectables are still selling like hotcakes. GoodRx says the number of prescriptions filled for Zepbound and Wegovy more than doubled this year. Bitcoin right now, higher than 103,000. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Strong winds and light snow caused brief whiteout conditions yesterday with minimal accumulation. Temperatures will rise through the week, reaching near 50 on Sunday. City of Racine voters will consider a $1.5 million tax levy increase for the fire department April 1st. For homeowners with a $175,000 property, that would mean about a $54 annual cost increase. A Snapchat post led to the arrest of a 16-year-old student for having a gun at a Kenosha high school. The weapon inside Indian Trail was initially missed during a search. Police say it was hidden in a, quote, sensitive area. The Canadian Pacific Holiday Train returns to southeastern Wisconsin this weekend with stops in Sturtevant and Caledonia. The event, now in its 26th year, encourages donations for food pantries. Tex Reynolds Toys for Tots is hosting fundraisers at local establishments to support Racine kids in need this holiday season. The program collects and distributes toys. Those in need can register at the City Hall Annex through December 10th. And the Packers play tonight on WRJN. Pregame gets going at 5. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose to the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Atlanta Hawks, 119-104. Milwaukee now 11-10. They face the Celtics tomorrow night in Boston. College basketball, Marquette losing to Iowa State, 81-70. The Golden Eagles host the Badgers on Saturday. NFL, Packers and the Lions tonight on Thursday Night Football. Tight end Tucker Kraft on the Packers' good mood after winning 3 in a row.
The locker room is almost always like this because even when we are down, you know, we're
we're not emotionally down.
College football. Wisconsin signed 24 new recruits, but has over a dozen, including wide receiver Trek Kakahuna, entering the transfer portal. Luke Fickell on getting new players to commit despite a losing season.
Let's be honest, it's pretty easy for people out there to say, well, why would you want to do that? They're going to go right back to doing what they did before. But if people believe and trust in you, then they'll have some blind faith.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy and breezy today, but the wind will die down a bit by this afternoon. Our high right around 29, the wind northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly clear, 14. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 30. We're back in the 40s to near 50 by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
Sitting on the dock of the bay, Otis Redding on WRJN. I don't recommend doing that, dangling your toes in the water on a day like today. It's freezing out there.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same.
thousand miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Jones, She's a Lady. On WRJN, I'm Dan Marcus. Don Rosen, tomorrow, celebrating WRJN's 98th year of broadcasting with a couple former members of the staff on the air with him in the morning. Not telling you who. Tune in and find out for yourself tomorrow morning with Don Rosen. Here on WRJN.
This holiday season, make memories that last a lifetime at Gateway Classic Cars. Make this special time of the year merry and bright. Explore our spacious showroom packed with vintage cruisers, roaring muscle cars, trucks, and exotic dream machines. With a stunning selection and knowledgeable staff, Gateway Classic Cars is your destination to find a timeless, stylish gift for any classic car lover at any age. Visit the showroom on 4 Mile Road in Caledonia or gatewayclassiccars.com, where holiday dreams take the wheel.
At Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill, every day feels like game day. Southeastern Wisconsin's go-to for sports, food, and live music has a fantastic addition. Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Plus, download Spanky's mobile app for exclusive food specials, rewards, and live music updates. Catch all the thrills at Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill, Highway 36 and 6th Street in Waterford.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The third day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Lee's Deli. Try signature subs like the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Or today's special, the 6-inch or 9-inch Meatball Bomber. It's a meal fit for a king with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. See why they've been named the best of Racine. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $20 gift certificate for just $10. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You know Dancer and Prancer and
Vixen, Comet, and Cupid, and Donner, and Blitzen.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw
the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
You'll go down in history. WRJN.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls have a side, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show me tonight, yeah. Hey, she got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry. Up on. You know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. Hey. All right. Ain't got no right, no, no, you don't. Ought to be so exciting.
Timeless hits, and the first hit for Neil Diamond as a performer. Now, he had written a lot of songs for other people before that. Let's get you up to speed now on what's going on with an update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It'll start to warm up, getting to 50 this weekend.
Strong winds combined with light snow made for some brief whiteout conditions yesterday, but accumulation was minimal. Temperatures will rise through today and tomorrow with highs near 50 on Sunday. On April 1st, voters in Racine will be presented with a referendum. No joke. It's seeking a $1.5 million increase in the city's tax levy for the fire department. The increase would mean an estimated additional cost of about $54 a year for the owners of a home valued at $175,000. The measure aims to secure necessary funding for the fire department operation. Kenosha police say the gun a 16-year-old had at school was hidden in a sensitive area. A Snapchat post led to the arrest of a 16-year-old student at Indian Trail High School for bringing a gun to campus Monday. Police initially failed to locate the weapon during a search at the school. It was later found concealed on the student during a jail search. The incident has prompted a review of safety protocols. The school doesn't currently have metal detectors. Racine County welcomes the Christmas choo-choo this weekend. The Canadian Pacific Holiday Train is making its much-anticipated return to southeastern Wisconsin, bringing festive cheer and live musical performances. There are two Racine County stops Saturday night. First in Sturtevant at 7. The train then moves on down the line to Caledonia for an event at 8:15. People are encouraged to bring donations for local food pantries. The annual event, now in its 26th year, aims to combat food insecurity. And the Packers play tonight on WRJN. Pregame gets going at 5. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Beautiful today, with the sunshine making a return alongside breezy winds still. Gusting to around 30 miles per hour and high temperatures flirting with 30. Highs today will really feel more like teens. The cold weather has a grip on us tomorrow still, with a warm-up moving in this weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
greatest timeless hits, and now Christmas classics too on WRJN. This next band had the Beatles open a concert for them. The Beatles played before this band. Now, the story is that it was an outdoor concert, and it was looking like rain. So rather than have a lesser act perform first and then the Beatles maybe get rained out as the rain arrived, no, the Beatles played first, got off the stage, still wasn't raining, so the warm-up act followed the Beatles. The Beatles actually opened a concert for The Circle. Red Rubber Ball, one of their two big hits. WRJN.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. The worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. We'll be right back.
local news, timeless hits, and Paul Harvey coming up with the rest of the story at 12:05.
Cherish is the word I used to describe all the feeling that I have fighting here for you in sorrow. You don't know how many times I've wished that I had told you. You don't know how many times I've wished that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I've wished that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is a word that more than a blood. To the hope in my heart each time I realize that I am not gonna be the one to share your dreams, that I am not gonna be the one to share your schemes, that I am not gonna be the one to share what seems to be the life that you could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe as I cherish you.
Everybody.
local news, timeless hits, one-hit wonders like King Harvest. I'm Dan Marcus. Badgers are back in action now. They lost a heartbreaker to Michigan a couple nights ago. They're playing against Saturday against Marquette in Milwaukee. And you can hear the game here on WRJN.
Hi, this is Jane Matt Nair. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matt Nair on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
The Badgers.
Sheets Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
It was Fade, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning.
WRJN. I need love, love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But mama said, hey, hurry, love. No, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take.
Waiting for that soft voice to talk to me at night.
News, timeless hits, and more Christmas classics coming too on the other side of the Rolling Stones' Jumpin' Jack Flash, WRJN.
Timeless hits, WRJN.
Feeling groovy. kicking down the cobblestone. You're looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Hits at WRJN. Now, you know by now how winter works. You get a little snow and it stays cold for a couple of days. Colder than a mother-in-law's kiss out there right now.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Steve Kathan. New details in the hunt for the man who shot and killed the CEO of United Healthcare in New York City. Police say the words deny, defend, and depose were scrawled on ammunition found at the scene. What could be a reference to strategies insurance companies use to try to avoid paying claims.
There was a message. Somebody did that with the intent for the investigators to share that, so those words resonate with this horrible incident.
A CBS News law enforcement contributor Rodney Harrison. Surveillance cameras also captured the suspect in front of a Manhattan housing project. Nearly 2 hours before the shooting, the building was searched. Congress hears this morning from the acting CEO.